said it's because of the corruption that everybody wants to be posted to the border.
Yes, now they all wanted to be posted to the border. That's why even from speculations, people borrow money to even be posted to the border. So you see that the thing is not just from the bottom.
Now, confirm something. None of these monies received are received for.
They are not received for. Now, for illegal money, who receives for it? What will he say? What will he write there? What will he write? No, why is he collecting it for now?
Because if you are flying, nobody pays any money to stamp a passport.
But that's why the corruption is just sitting on the ground.
Oh, you say corruption is sitting on the ground?
Yes, no. It's sitting on the ground. Yeah.
And then you think this is stealing from the poor? Because most of the
people that are traveling here, if they have the money to travel, to fly, they will fly. And their problem, their woes will be limited. But in a situation where somebody does not have money to fly, what would he do? He goes on the road. And because he's on the road, who does he know that he can call? Who does he know that he can complain to? Nobody. So they treat him as they want.
Have they ever, like as a driver, have they ever given you so much problem that you said you don't want to?
Sometimes all these men, they can, because of one passenger, they can park you for 2 hours. People will be begging, okay, okay, don't do leave I'm lawyer, collect like this. You just be there and be telling you this is how much he's going to collect.
Now, are Ghanaians investors involved in road transport from Nigeria to Ghana and back?
Every Ghana man does not want to involve himself in transportation across this. If you watch, the only African country that the Ghanaian invests his boss on is between Ghana and Benin. That's all. We don't like going beyond Benin because many of them that have approached me that wants to open that route and everything, after telling them what it takes to open that route, they just go back and tell you they cannot. It's like it's only Nigerian numbers that can successfully do the business. That's what they tell me.
But you also pass through a lot of challenges in Ghana. Why don't Nigerian investors give up?
That is because Nigerian investors, you know, they believe in like whatever thing it is. When officer increases his money, he too increases his bus ticket fare. So the whole thing boils down to the poor traveler. You bear the brunt of the poor traveler.
Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much. This is so eye-opening.